Hi, Lainey.
Hello, Liz. How are you?
Good. I noticed that the link was Zoom, so I knew I would not have any problems.
Perfect.
Yeah, when I get on with Mike Wilson, we're on the Teams, and I just
Oh.
want to work. So I was on at the monthly catch up. He just had to connect me by phone, which worked
Oh, that's
okay.
a bummer.
Yeah.
Do you use like an Apple computer?
Yes, I have Apple. I have a MacBook.
Gotcha. I know I have encountered issues with Teams on my MacBook as well when I am using that for school. And so I completely know what you're talking about. It can be really frustrating. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I just this work this is nice that it's on Zoom. So, hey, Brenda. Yeah. So, I was glad I just got on easily.
Yes, I have access to the Zoom license, so.
Oh, good for you.
We can't hear you, Brenda.
Oh, that'll help.
Perfect.
Are you having Zoom challenges today?
No, I was just telling Eleni that it's nice it's on Zoom because Mike Wilson connects on our calls with the Teams, and I just
Oh,
can't
yeah.
get it to work for me well.
Yeah, I cannot use Teams, not on this computer. I've got one of my three computers where I can use Teams.
Okay, yeah. My personal laptop just doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, this one doesn't. So
Hey,
I'm waiting.
Eleni, I got your updates, and I saw the lunch has been switched, but that's probably the main thing on the schedule, correct? I'm just trying
Yeah,
to make
in
sure.
terms of timing, the only agenda change that we have made right now is the lunch got moved to noon, and then there were two protection division items that came. They're coming after lunch now instead of before.
Okay, great.
So Liz, there's a chance that I may have to zoom in to this board meeting.
Okay.
I'm going to try not to. I'm going to try to be there in person, but Diana has to be out of town, and I may need to go with her. So we're still sorting that out. If I'm on Zoom and for some reason it just doesn't work, can you carry on with this agenda item?
Yes, I
Thank you.
can. Yeah. I'll work with Heath and we'll. If that, hopefully you'll be there, Brenda,
Yeah,
because you've led it
it
through.
should be fine, but who knows? I mean,
Yeah.
I don't trust technology at all these days.
I don't either. Never. Yeah. Well.
Have you had pre-boards yet, Liz?
No, mine is at 3 today,
Three,
right,
okay.
Eleni? I think it's
Yeah.
Jim and myself, and I forget who else. Is it
Okay.
Joe, maybe? Have you had yours? Or are you coming in at 2?
A two, yeah.
Yeah. I reviewed
Gonna
the, I just looked briefly at the questions for the modeling piece. So I think I think just m make
Yeah.
it a richer conversation, and I don't know who the facilitator is on this one, but I thought the questions were really really pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, they look good. Yeah, my initial concern is with the consent agenda, but
Oh,
we'll deal with that later. Hello,
okay.
Heath.
Heath is eating.
Heath is having his lunch a little bit late.
We
It's been a
interrupted
crazy
you.
day. Thank you for accommodating me.
No worries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking
All
at this
right.
agenda, I am optimistic this will be a short meeting.
I'm going to ask both of you to make this a short meeting.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, good. With that
Okay.
consensus, Eleni, can you post up the let's see the two additions to the board policy manual, the document that shows the
comments and the changes.
Let me get that
So I
down.
think Keith and Liz, you should have like four documents. One that shows the comments with track changes that I made, and the other, which is a clean copy.
Really
Yes.
nicely done.
Thank you.
So I think if you, if, Lainey, if you could put up the one with the track changes and the comments,
As a
we'll
point
just.
of order, Madam
Yeah.
Chair, given that this is technically a public meeting, what do you say if
Yeah.
we wait until 1 o'clock and
Oh, is
get
it not one
started
yet?
in just a
Okay,
couple
yeah,
minutes?
you're right, Keith. Thank you. Yep.
Well,
You have
how
two
about?
minutes to eat your food.
Yeah, exactly.
2 minutes.
Jump the gun.
Last one here. Hey, Brenda, do you want, I maybe this can be a pre-recorded thing. Do you want to update a possibility of your schedule with Heath that you just updated
Yes,
with me?
thank you. Yeah,
Oh.
Heath, there's a possibility that I may have to zoom into the board meeting next week, which should be fine. But if things go kaplooey, which sometimes they do with technology, I just asked Liz and I'll ask you to, if something goes wrong, can you just carry the water on this topic for us?
Yes, of
Or
course.
thank
Yes,
you.
of course.
Appreciate
And
that.
Liz, by her graciously asking the both of us, I'm thankful to you in advance. Okay. We can carry on if need be, Brenda.
Great, thank you. Hi, Kate.
Hey, folks. Good to see everybody.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, thanks for the invite.
I did get a note from Jim Kelly who said he had planned to join, but he's running late and probably will not make it.
Okay.
Great. I'm watching the time on my
Yeah, indeed.
laptop.
Heath, I'm always impressed how you can do multiple things, eat your lunch, keep us on track with time Oh, goodness. No, and dive in.
he's probably working his real job right now, too.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, I think
Okay. Yes.
it is now
Yes.
time, according to my laptop. Okay, so again, there should have been four documents sent to you and available to others. two additions to the board policy manual, one document showing the track changes that I put in based upon the feedback that we had at the last board meeting. And then another, which is a clean copy. So what Eleni has put up now is the two additions with the track changes. And one of the comments was, it seemed like we didn't need all of these examples built in, and rather the simply say that. Let me see. Or when the board chair or the state forester authorizes a board member to attend an activity, and they decide what's allowed as, in this case, stipend for that activity, or in the following paragraph, reimbursement for travel in association with that activity. Chris, I think last time we talked, we said, well, we could go along and give a whole lot of different examples. Probably wouldn't be comprehensive. And that what is authorized may vary depending upon who's board chair and who's state forester. So I opted to keep it as simple as possible and place the authority and the accountability on the board chair and the state forester.
Okay.
Any thoughts on that?
My comment in the meeting was that if I were the board chair, I don't think I would want these politics. That is to say, it would require me to make discretionary calls that may upset somebody.
Yeah.
But because it is exceedingly unlikely I will ever be the board chair, I'm fine with this language. It seemed
Well.
like Jim was fine with this language. And I, when we were in the meeting, in the public meeting,
And so, I'm ambivalent. It
Yeah.
did cut it down when they were like kind of formally representing the board. But my comment there is that if they're going to attend, I don't necessarily want them representing the whole board. They should
Right.
be able to attend on their own behalf as long as it's approved.
Right. Yes. And the approval piece is the key here, I think. So if somebody goes off and represents the board or themselves without approval, then they would be paying their own way and really be responsible for any outcome from that
That's
as
right.
well. Yeah. Liz, thoughts?
No, I agree. I agree with that and making it
Okay.
simple.
Okay. I made a few other tiny edits, capitalizing board since we did it in some places and not in others. Any other edits or comments on these two pieces? There was a discussion about what the appropriate stipend rate should be, that is, one being reimbursed or get being paid for 1 hour or more of work versus 2 hours or more of work. And I can't remember. Can you page back up, Eleni, to where the edits were? I think I left it at
Got
one.
one.
Yeah.
One or more.
And
It's up above.
that, that there,
There it is.
I understand the concerns clearly, but I also know that if we really want to have board members who represent a broad range of socioeconomic conditions, some people are giving up work time to do this board work and should be reimbursed for it if their income is low enough.
I think what
But
I heard, excuse me,
go
Brent.
ahead.
So what I heard in the meeting was that once you get an hour, you get the entire stipend, and that
Yeah.
there was some conversation about that. But I don't know how to divvy that up. And if it's a fit, that's I think that's what I had heard. Is there,
Yeah.
and so one, and so the. I think it was Jim that was saying, so if it's 2 hours or more, it just seemed like it was,
Yeah.
more equitable in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I had heard as well, Liz. Maybe Eleni can clarify that based upon the statute. How many times do we have meetings like pre-boards and that sort of thing that are 2 hours or more? I think one of Ben's comments was he puts in a lot of hours, but very few of them are more than 1 hour outside of the board meetings.
Well,
So,
if he's like me, I mean, the way this language works is it's just the time in the meeting, and there is, of course, time required to prepare for the meeting.
yes.
And so, personally, I'm not been out of shape about the per diem thing. I mean, politically, it looks a little weird that we're going to get
Yep.
somebody $178 for an hour's
Yeah.
worth of work. But I actually think that hour is representing more time than just that. And I'm not. Kate, I would kind of look to you guys. I have literally no idea how much money ODF budgets for this, but I can't imagine that this adds up to a real dollar amount, and no matter whether we choose 1 or 2 hours.
Yeah, I think in fairness to folks who have low incomes, I'd like to leave it at one. Keeping in mind that future boards can always change this. This is something that can be done. Heath, to your comment, I have no idea what the budget is for any of this. I mean, we can ask Kate. She's still on the line, but I
Yeah,
don't think
I'm
that's,
still here,
yeah.
and we do, I can't tell you off the top of my head, but we do a line item for the board for, your stipends as well as any event locations, all those kind of things. So there's definitely a budget there. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I think it's the one place where we are ahead on the budget.
We'll fix that for you, Kate.
Thanks, Kate. We're doing our part.
Thanks.
So, Kate, if would it be possible to come up with that budget le
Yes.
level for the next board meeting in case this question is asked?
Yes, absolutely.
Great, thank you.
I would also like to just share that if we did, you know, end up with a 1 hour, you know, minimum, it would shift the financial responsibility on the agency to make sure that, you know, if we wanted, you know, if we did just 1 hour, well, then we could at least power pack a day with multiple 1 hour meetings if for some reason we had a bunch in there. So, you know, there is some concern maybe about if there were multiple 1 hour meetings in a week or a month or whatever, but with this language, the financial responsibility would shift on us to make sure that we are scheduling multiple meetings in a day to reduce the number of stipends we're paying out if we're seeing that it's excessive.
That's a really good point, Eleni. Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It would really push us to try to, which I think we're pushed anyway. So I kind of, that's a really good point. I agree.
Yeah, if you could raise that at the meeting, if this question comes up, which I suspect it might, that would be great, Eleni. Anything else on these two additions? Okay. Then I think we're good to go to present these at the board meeting for vote for a change. The other changes were Liz's. Almost totally.
Right.
And Eleni, if you could put that one up with comments and track changes, that would be great. And Liz, thanks again for the detail going through the board policy manual, because I don't think there were very many of your suggested edits that were changed much at all by the board at the last discussion. So that was great. Let's see. Yeah, that's an addition of your suggestion, Liz. Almost
that
verbatim.
That came out of our required training.
Yep.
That's right out of that.
So 3.1, and then paging down. Let's see. Yeah, how 3. To address 1. Conflict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, out of our training.
Yep. And again, that's your suggestion, Liz. Thank you. Paige, keep on going, Lainey. Good. And Heath, if you have comments anywhere along here, just speak up. Chair's role manages the work of the board and board relationships, which is, I think, more comprehensive than managing the board. Sort of like herding cats with a water hose, but yeah. Anything there? No. Okay. Page down. And then, let's see, the chair will appoint a vice chair in consultation with the board prior to appointment. Consultation will be done in a manner that avoids serial communication.
Yeah.
The vice
chair. I
think
that serial communication was added, Brenda.
Excuse
me? But I think that's, the serial communication was added.
It was.
And do we think we needed that? But I... Or is that I guess that's the first time it appears in a consultation. So maybe we keep it in that first.
You know, I think this was your comment, Heath, that resulted in this. But I would be inclined to leave it in there, Liz.
Yeah, let's leave it on there.
Just
the
as
third.
A reminder to whoever the future board chair is that it be done in a, you know, the spoken wheel kind of approach.
Yeah.
Vice chair will be a rotating position among current board members with terms not to exceed, and I just picked a number. This is where I really need your advice for both of you. I said 3 years, but I have no basis for that. We have 4-year terms, so I picked 3 because no one person would be there for that full 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
So it would move around, but it could be 2. I don't think 1 is appropriate because I think you need
you
a little bit more
get,
time than that. Yeah.
Yeah, you barely get going.
Right. Any thoughts
I'm
on that?
I'm ambivalent. I think this is fine. I didn't even think it needed a term limit, but I like it's kind of the chair's prerogative, but I think this is nice. I'm in favor of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with the years. The main thing I was thinking that it's nice to rotate to give people the opportunity to experience it.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, agreed. And I think, Given the philosophical variability that we have among board members, doing this allows different perspectives to come forth in leadership too. All right, paging down, Eleni. Where's the next one? There, no. Looks like there.
Can you go up a little bit? I
Did
guess
I
I
miss
hadn't really
something?
seen that highlighted language before. It says the chair will work with the state forester and board committee chairs in developing meeting agendas.
That's existing.
Yeah.
That's the existing.
That's
Yeah.
existing. And then under that was the change. It just highlights the main header on that one, Heath.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, they work, and the existing is they build the agenda, but I wanted to have input from the entire board on building that
Yeah.
agenda, starting with the retreat. And it would be nice eventually to do it at several other meetings, but I thought we'd sort of dip our toe in the water on the retreat and do
Okay.
it in a collaborative way.
Yeah. So that's where it ended up, Liz, is under 3.6.8, not up above. But I completely agree with you. I think they're in the 6 years that I've been on the board, there have always been questions as to how the agenda is set and why certain things appear and why some things don't.
Great.
So I think this really engages the full board in that discussion much
At
better.
least as to the planning retreat. I mean, we're still missing the agenda development attachment to the board policy manual that someday we're going to have to
We
draft.
need to do that. Yeah.
And I
I
don't
know.
know. I guess I hadn't really noticed before the degree to which 3.6.3 boxes us in a little bit.
Can you scroll? Yeah.
I think that could be our next, this committee's next task is to take a deep dive into that, Heath, like you said.
Yeah. It references Addendum C there, which obviously doesn't exist.
Yeah. Heath, do you want to take a stab at that? Do you have time?
No. And honestly, I think what we ought to do is we ought to have like a meeting of the governance committee about Addendum C, and we can back into any changes to 3.6.3 that may be needed.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, I like
Eleni,
it.
can you make note of that? That we maybe after sometime after this next board meeting, between board meetings, we have another meeting about
Yeah.
this. Yeah, that's a good
Okay,
suggestion, Heath.
I like it.
Okay. Anything else on that?
Nope.
Okay. Scroll down. Let's see. For State of Oregon, the chair will appoint specific board members to fulfill these responsibilities, and these
That's
are
like the OWEB, Brenda.
appointment to the board. Yeah, like your OWEB appointment, in consultation with the board prior to appointment.
And that's the same, like trying to give everyone an opportunity to just say, maybe I want to do it, or because I was just asked, and knowing how busy everyone I was, I was just, and you had just come off it, Brenda. So
Yeah, and
just
I
an
wasn't
open
even asked
opportunity.
when I did. I was just told.
Me too.
So, and it was great. I enjoyed my time on the OWEB, but I think it is one of those things that again should be rotated among board members.
I think so too. It's a great experience. Good
I
future.
in terms of drafting, just style wise, I might suggest that this be phrased. I don't know that we need prior to appointment, but I would move the in consultation with the board earlier in the sentence. It seems it would make some sense to me if it said, for other state of Oregon boards or commissions, the chair will, in consultation with the board, appoint specific board members to fulfill these responsibilities.
Yep,
Like
I
it.
agree. That's good. Eleni, could you make work the magic there? Thank you. Yeah. No, that's a good suggestion, Heath. Thank you. I think
And
there's a
this is one, again, here we use consultation And up above, we use consultation with re or collaboratively setting the board retreat agenda.
Okay.
But we only call out like avoid serial communications in the context of the vice chair appointment, which is a little awkward.
Do you want to put it here?
We could,
Yeah.
or we could delete it there. I mean, like we should always avoid serial communications, but you know, or we have a 3.11 or whatever it would be. You know, I guess not 3.11. Well, I guess it could be a
Could be.
3.11 sub, like a sub 12 that in consulting the board, the chair will avoid serial communications. You know,
Yeah.
it could be a 3.11.12.
Okay. And Heath, to your comment about collaboration versus consultation, I think I like the word consultation, because collaboration is much deeper, richer to me,
Yeah.
but
So, well, tell
we
me
at
that
least want to be
then. Should we
consulted.
go back up to 3.6.8?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well,
So,
what do you think, Heath?
there you go. You see where it says the agenda for the board retreat will be set collaboratively among the board chair, and state forester and key staff.
Oh. Well, I think that is right, though. We
I think
want to
so too.
collaborate on the agenda, but we want to consult on
Yes,
appointments. Is that
exactly. And
okay?
I'm fine with that.
Exactly.
Okay,
I
all
agree.
right.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a couple of places, at least one place up above where we talk about
The vice chair.
consultation and appointment
Change it.
prior to appointment. So there have to be a few changes made there too.
So that's 3.5. Yeah. And then
Yeah.
it's just like the chair will appoint a vice chair in consultation with the board prior. Well, yeah. And this is, we could also rephrase this sentence. It could say the chair will, in consultation with the board, appoint a
Yes.
vice chair.
Yep. I
Okay.
agree. That's how it should read.
Will in consultation with the
Delaney, thanks so much for creating this
You
magic.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you might not need the prior to appointment. I mean, Eleni.
Yeah, I hope not, Heath,
Yeah.
but so that's not the way Jim did it last time.
Fair enough. And maybe the way it would read, it's just a little awkward drafting wise. It
Yeah,
would
it
read
is.
then the
Yeah.
chair will, in consultation with the board prior to appointment, appoint a vice chair. And
Yeah.
that I was just noting that that gets a little.
And two.
Yeah, so let me clarify. You know, the way Jim did this last time is that he had someone he wanted to have serve in some role, whatever it might be. And then he went around and asked if any of the board members had any concerns or reservations about that. So, you know, he did consult, but it was kind of after the fact, after having picked someone. So, I would like to see a process where the board chair goes around to the board members individually and asks for suggestions first. And then, based upon that, comes up with
Well,
a
then do we,
recommendation.
fair enough. Then do we want to state it maybe more affirmatively, say something like the chair will consult the board regarding vice chair candidates and then appoint a vice chair?
Yeah.
And honestly, again, I am not invested in this. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Yeah, no,
Right.
I think let's just leave it the way it is, but I think this is something that might come up at the board meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
And the way it is if you click on that comment bubble, Elaine,
Yep.
it would say the chair will, in consultation with the board prior to appointment, appoint a vice chair.
Yeah.
And I guess in that, if that were the case, I would delete that comma in the middle of that comment
Yes, I
there.
agree. Yeah. So the comma after board should be deleted, Eleni, in the comment. If that's something you can do.
I'm just wondering, and because we have an prior to appointment twice, and is it the chair will consult prior to decision or prior to
Oh, yeah.
election, and then
Or,
because there's a decision
yeah.
and then there's an appointment, or there's
After, how
a
about after?
selection and there's an appointment.
You could say will after consulting the board appoint a vice chair.
Point. Yes, thank you. Let's just keep it simple. I was overthinking this because of, the way I
Experience.
could see it going sideways. So, yeah, I agree, Heath. Let's keep it simple.
It's kind of hard to edit comments in Acrobat, Elena. It's never fun. But you can just type it again there. You could just say, will after consulting with the board, with board members, maybe consulting with board members, appoint a vice chair.
Yeah, sorry for making this more complicated than it needed to be.
That's great.
That's
And then the
okay.
only question remaining for me is either I think we call out the serial communication issue in both places or in neither place, in my view.
I would say
Well,
neither place. Oh,
okay.
sorry, go ahead, Liz.
Well, I just thought, on this first one, like I was thinking, Brenda, you said we can always change it later. Because serial communication seems in everyone's mind, maybe we keep it in this version of
Okay.
governance and then just to say it, and then as boards get better with the serial communication, maybe it becomes redundant in some version in the future.
Well, I mean, the board policy manual dictates certain rules and guidelines for how the board will operate, but one of them is to follow state law. So, so I think it is a little bit redundant, but I'm fine with leaving it in just as a point of reminder to everyone. But you're right, Heath, it
Liz.
could be a separate subheading too that
Yeah,
calls it
it
out.
could be in 3.11 somewhere. And that would make some sense to me. I think that the board chair, honestly, in a gajillion different ways, needs to be mindful of serial communications. Like, that's a real tripping point for the board chair, potentially. And yeah, here again, the question is whether we call it out in both places.
I like you like the suggestion, Heath, of putting it in a separate 3.11 or however we want to do it to call that out. And then I like your analogy of the spoke in the wheel, and that maybe referring, having that phrase in there, if you do a separate, might be more
In 3.11,
explanatory for,
we could add a sentence to that effect. Here, before you get to that, I think the way, again, to draft this consistently is it says, will it be the chair will, after consulting with board members. Yeah, there you go. Just delete it and put a new one. We could even say after consulting with each board member.
Appoint specific board members to fulfill these responsibilities. And then take out that track change piece.
Yes, that's right. And if it's not too much trouble, Eleni, I like that con after consulting with each board member, could we make that change above as well? Yeah, that's that second comment there. Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. Good. Then 3.12 would be in reference to serial communication.
I would do 3.11.12.
3.11 point.
So this 3.11 seems to be board members' code of conduct,
Yeah.
and it has all of these sections in it, and it's got conflict of
Oh.
interest, self-dealing, and I think you could just put as a 3.11.12, you could say,
Yeah.
consulting the board, the chair shall be mindful to avoid serial communications.
Excellent. Yes. And that's 3.11.12.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Can you page up just a little bit, Eleni?
You
There.
might highlight that so you don't lose track that that was an addition, Eleni.
Yeah. So I at 3.11.6 when we get there. Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect.
The suggestion was made, I think, by you, Liz.
I like this.
Something about speaking as
One
one voice, which I am
voice
never inclined to do. So.
And that would be, I think, for all of us, like, what is the one voice? And
Yeah.
it can feel very forced. So I just
It,
leave it to all of us to respect
yes.
the decision and move forward.
Yes,
So,
exactly. Yep. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
okay.
Now that sounded a bit too authoritarian the way it was written.
There were a few places.
Right. Anything else that we have
I
not
think
covered?
given our addition to 3.11.12, we should go back up and delete that sentence out of
The serial communication phrase, yeah.
out of 3.5.
Okay, yep. Yep.
Now, Eleni, as a point of process, we have made some changes here that the board did not previously see. Are we still okay bringing this to the board for final approval? I know there was kind of like a two-meeting setup, but
Yeah.
it must be flexible enough to accommodate us making changes between those two meetings.
Yeah, there were comments made, but changes were not made during the meeting. And the instructions that I understood were that we, the three of us, were to come back and consider those comments, make whatever ne changes are necessary, and bring that back to the board for discussion and vote. So I think we're good, Heath.
Okay, that sounds great then. Well, that's awesome. Good
Yeah.
work.
Thank you, everyone. Yes. But I do agree with you that Addendum C is probably the next one we need to tackle. But let's get through this board meeting first.
Yeah, and politically, we probably need to tee that up a little bit in the meeting that that's coming.
Good point.
Jim.
Can you do that, Keith? Can you raise that
Sure.
point? If I will likely space it out between now and
Yeah,
then.
you bet that we're going to transition to that task, and
Yep.
we owe it to ourselves and the public to describe how that's going to come together.
Yeah. And
Good.
we're a standing committee, so they probably expect us to continue to do work. So that's what we want. That's what we do.
At a rapid clip.
Yeah, I think there are like six different tasks that were assigned to us at one point, but
That's right.
yeah, let's not get carried away. Okay, cool. Anything else for the good of the order?
No, not at all.
Eleni, thanks a lot,
Thank
really,
you.
for the notes and the assistance and the editing and your patience. Really appreciate it.
You bet. I'll clean this up and send it over to you. And then I do have some historical documents that I can get prepared for reference as you guys build out Addenda Seed.
Oh, great. Well,
Okay.
that would be helpful.
Okay, great. Thank you,
Good.
Eleni.
Good.
Welcome back, Eleni.
Thank you, Heath.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody.
All
With that,
right.
I
Bye,
think we are
Kenny.
adjourned.
Great seeing you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.